Welcome to today's edition of City Watch. Greg Oberon here is your host. I have as a guest here today Brian Lemke, our Public Works Director. And we are going to be talking about Eagle Point Lodge floor, aren't we?
We are.
So projects. Tell us about what's going on and how we're doing. And
It's going well. I mean, this project started out, you know, it wasn't necessarily a floor job. It was a structure job because the floor started having issues and you had little moguls and stuff throughout the 5,400 square foot. So we knew this was going to be a project that was going to change as we got into it and evaluate what we actually were dealing with. You know, and with an 89-year-old building, you're going to have things to address as you start pulling things apart. So.
Exactly. When we first did the big project with the Rotarians back in 2013-14, we actually saw that on the western side of the lodge when we had to pull up the entire, I don't even know what it was called, the Joyce Foundation that was kind of holding up that side. It was broken, there was termite damage, there was rot, dry rot, and so we had to replace 100 feet of basically a, what is it, a 10 by 4, 10 by
yeah,
three.
They were 2 by 8s and 2 by 10s.
Yeah, that were in there, so that was a big part of that. So we knew that when we were going to do something with having to repair stuff, we knew that there was going to be some things that were going to need to be repaired. Can you explain what you found?
Yeah, so when we started looking at the pillars, the big good timber pillars that they had, there's 8 of them within the lodge. One or two of them are the only ones that had actually footings underneath them. So the runner that went behind them or the beam, those were actually sagging and had some bow in them. So that's why the floor was sinking around the wood post. And then when we started pulling up the floor, there were 64 runners that were bad, either broken completely and or cracked. And so all of those, of course, had to be replaced. And, you know, when they made the building, the way you did it is different than the way you do it now.
Oh, yeah.
They were literally just screwed into place where now there's going to be hangers and we're putting footings underneath all the posts and we're putting a new beam all the way across the LVL beams. I think it's about, we have 5 2x12s that are going to go all the way across the north to south underneath those posts that are going to support.
Right. About 100 feet.
Yep, and the posts themselves, now we're going to have structural posts that are each rated at 27,500 pounds to hold the load of the roof and everything else. That's tied into it in a floor joist. And then we have full wood posts coming from Colorado that will wrap around those posts to make it look like it was before we started taking everything apart.
That's good. And then one of the things that people have been asking me is what was underneath the floor?
Dirt. That's all there was. There was no vapor barrier, no insulation, and that will help with buckling and stuff that people saw as well. We originally were going to put fiberglass insulation in between the floor joists all throughout, but we thought that we got some bids and a better option is do the closed cell spray and foam, which would be about 4 inches, and that also seals all the way around the base plate of the building as well, because when we took the floor off, you could actually see light on the seal plate all the way around the building, and so that'll all be sealed up as well.
And for those of you that don't understand what a seal plate is, basically that's the outside wall runner that goes right underneath what wall you see from the outside or the inside.
Correct.
And that's where we could see some of the light coming in. Now, everybody else is asking me, if they don't ask me what's underneath the floor, what is the floor going to look like when the new floor is put down?
Well, next week they'll be putting in the new tongue and groove and then the underlayment for the new luxury vinyl flooring. It's going to be a similar color. There were several of us, you know, Josh Eggers, the Parks Rec director, and tried to get something that matched the current floor. I think it was a maple 3/4 inch
yes,
hardwood.
That's what it was, yeah.
So if this project would have just been a flooring project, you know, taking that up or resealing it and, or, you know, stripping it and reselling all that, it would have been substantially less than what we are right now. You know, this project start, we had $125,000 available. We knew where there were going to be some change orders. The best quote came in, or bid came in at $68,000, change order for $64,000 to address all the things that we had to take care of while we were there, because we're not going to get in there and almost fix it. And they were all structural things that were taken care of.
Yep.
And then the flooring itself is, Carpaland got that bid for $34,929. And then I'm still waiting on a quote for the post, and so I think it's going to be closer to about 190 when it's all said and done.
Perfect. And this is still all going to be done by the end of March, correct?
By the end of March, yes.
Because we do have a rental, I understand, like April 11th. April 11th, there's a rental.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we're in good shape.
Yeah, so we're in great shape. Okay, that's all we have time for today. Thank you very much, Mr. Lemke, and we'll see you next time on City Watch.
All right, thank you.